Gay Above the Waist by Sperry Wink, read by CookieMom6067. Cougar and Jensen were stuck in the safe house while Clay, Aisha, and Pooch met Aisha's contact for information. Everyone was going stir-crazy, and Cougar knew the three of them had been excited about the meeting for more than the obvious information it offered. They had been in the same safe house for a couple of months, but they were still trying to keep a low profile, so they didn't leave the house except for perimeter checks and meetings. Jensen particularly found the inactivity difficult to deal with, and Cougar was beginning to worry that he would snap long before they caught Max. So he was keeping an eye on him while he cleaned his weapon, and Jensen did some background work on their next possible targets just in case. Muttering, Jensen said, "I swear to God I would kill to have someone to make out with right now." Cougar did a double take, and when Jensen saw it, he said, "Yeah, yeah, you're straight, whatever. I just want to kiss someone. Is that such a crime?" Feeling a little out of his depth, since Jensen didn't usually get snippy with him, Cougar just cautiously said, "No." "I know you get laid all the time, but some of us haven't kissed anyone in more months than they are comfortable admitting. Long before Bolivia. I can get by without sex, since I can jerk off for orgasms. But kissing you can't do by yourself. It's a crime." Cougar nodded. He hadn't thought of it like that, but it was true. Jensen, seeing his nod, swiveled in his chair and started waving his arms. "I knew you would get it, even though I know you kiss people on the regular. You can feel my pain, can't you, Cougs?" Unable to resist teasing Jensen, Cougar smirked and rolled his eyes. "Yes, it is a deep and abiding pain." Pointing at him, Jensen said, "Hey!" But Cougar could see that a smile was trying to break out, so he openly laughed, which cracked Jensen up finally. As Jensen laughed lightly, Cougar studied him. He had been worried about Jensen, and if this was how Jensen was going to express his frustrations, it was a pretty minor thing to pick, particularly since there are ways to fix it easily. Cougar couldn't drag Jensen to a bar and get him a hookup tonight, but it wasn't like Cougar hadn't done worse things in his life than kiss a guy. Still, no sense making it easy. Things that require a sacrifice are considered more worthy, and Cougar's kissing skills were damn well worthy. Plus, it would just be fun tweaking Jensen's ego. Putting down his weapon and the cleaning cloth, he turned fully to Jensen and said, "What would you offer in exchange?" Now Jensen did a double take, and Cougar smirked at him as he gaped. Jensen regrouped quickly. "You're straight!" Cougar crossed his arms and leaned back confidently. "Yeah, but if you have something to barter, I'm not narrow. Besides, it's just kissing." "Just kissing," he says, like it's no big deal. "Damn you and your sexy vibes, getting all the girls you could ever want." Cougar smirked again. "It's not just my vibes that are sexy, amigo." "Now you're just taunting me," Jensen said with a happy cadence. Cougar just nodded and dipped his hat as Jensen laughed freely. Jensen tipped his head back and rubbed his goatee. "Hopefully," he asked, "is there anyone I could ruin electronically for you?" "Nope." "Anyone you want to cyberstalk?" Cougar gave him a look. Jensen sighed massively and ran both hands through his hair. "Seriously, those are some of my best hacking skills. What more do you want?" "How about that Belgian chocolate you have hidden in the bottom of your pack?" Jensen's posture popped straight, and he pointed accusingly at Cougar. "You've been rifling through my stuff, you sneaky bastard." Cougar laughed. He couldn't help himself. He had actually seen it when Jensen went to the shower one day and had left his packs carelessly open, but it was more fun to play the bastard. Jensen crossed his arms, then uncrossed them to point again. "Now I don't know if I want to kiss you." Cougar restrained his laughing and put on a nonchalant face. "No skin off my nose." Standing up, he stretched languidly and rested his ass on the table corner in a slouchy pose. Pouting, Jensen said, "Now you're just playing dirty." Cougar nodded seriously, although he knew his eyes would be full of mirth. He was playing dirty. They didn't have the time to go hunting down and buying fancy chocolates, so taking Jensen's wasn't playing fair. But Cougar figured he should get something he wanted out of the exchange, and he did want Jensen's chocolate. He licked his lips. Jensen's eyes tracked the movement, and Cougar smirked. Throwing up his arms, Jensen said, "Damn you, fine." Cougar held out his hand. "Shake on it." They shook hands, making it an official loser's bet. Once the handshake ended, Jensen hovered in the middle of the room, a slight blush tainting his cheeks. Cougar wasn't surprised Jensen didn't know what to do once he got what he wanted. It was the story of his romantic life from what Cougar could tell from his failed hookups. Taking charge, Cougar began pushing Jensen back toward the couch. He said, "If we're going to make out like teenagers, I want to be comfortable." Jensen let himself be pushed until the back of his knees hit the couch and let the momentum bring him down. Cougar didn't waste a second, just followed closely, settling on his knees over Jensen's lap. His arms and hands wildly waving around Cougar but not touching him, Jensen said, "Whoa." Cougar smirked at him and grabbed one hand and placed it on his hip. He said, "All touching above the waist is fine." He pulled the other hand and placed that on his other hip. He then took off his hat, flicking it onto the couch next to them, and settled his arms over Jensen's shoulders. Jensen's eyes were huge, and his hands were gripping Cougar too tightly, so Cougar brushed a quick kiss across Jensen's mouth, feeling the bristle of Jensen's goatee against his, and noting it, and moving on. He whispered, "Okay." "Shit, more than okay," Jensen whispered back. Cougar smiled and then wrapped one hand in Jensen's hair and settled the other on Jensen's shoulder to guide him into a harder, wetter kiss. Jensen's mouth opened on a moan, and they were suddenly totally in sync. They exchanged open-mouthed kisses as Jensen relaxed and allowed his hands to wander over Cougar's back and into his hair, never trying to control the kissing, letting Cougar take charge. Cougar didn't mind. He liked having it go at his pace and his lead. When Cougar finally felt electric enough that he had to swipe his tongue into Jensen's mouth, dipping in and then out, Jensen was practically quivering in his arms, and his hands spasmed in Cougar's hair, where they were holding his head tightly. Cougar would have smiled, but he was too busy teasing Jensen's tongue into his own mouth, so they could exchange spit and move their tongues from one mouth to the other. Lost in sensation, Cougar lost track of time and everything else. He started sinuously rocking his hips, encouraging Jensen's hands to guide him. Panting into Cougar's ear before sinking into another kiss, Jensen let him take them closer and closer to too far. Cougar always did put his all into everything he did. Finally, when Cougar was pressed tightly to Jensen and Jensen's hips were arching up as Cougar's arched down, Jensen wrenched his head away and held Cougar still. Cougar could still feel the tightness of Jensen's body beneath him. Huskily, Jensen said, "Okay, okay. Now I intimately get why you're a sex god. We gotta stop or I'm gonna come." Cougar was hard, which hadn't been part of their deal, but he didn't feel uncomfortable about it, knowing Jensen was excited too. Making a snap decision, Cougar whispered, "I can think of worse things," and licked playfully along Jensen's cheek. Shuddering, Jensen said, "Jesus." Cougar took that as permission, starting to nibble his way back to Jensen's mouth. Jensen turned toward him and swept his tongue into Cougar's mouth at the first opportunity. Unsure of his absolute boundaries now that they were in the middle and he had encouraged them to go further than agreed, but suddenly feeling uncertain, Cougar didn't go for belt buckles or zippers. He just resumed his controlled thrusting and let Jensen take it from there. Jensen didn't seem to mind remaining clothed. His hips easily joined Cougar in their intimate dance. He was probably thinking the same thing that Cougar was. This place had laundry facilities, which meant coming in their jeans would be uncomfortable, but they wouldn't have to live in them. As Jensen easily fell back into the rhythm, Cougar let his worries fall away. This was his best friend, and he trusted Jensen absolutely. Jensen obviously wasn't going to push Cougar's boundaries, letting Cougar set them as he wanted. Cougar was thankful and touched. Feeling a rush of sweetness and love for Jensen, Cougar wrapped his arms tighter around his shoulders and picked up his pace until their hips were snapping together. Jensen suddenly broke away, pressing his face into Cougar's neck, panting harshly in Cougar's ear, and then going absolutely still and coming with a drawn-out groan. Cougar petted him through the aftershocks until Jensen finally leaned back limply to rest his head against the back of the couch. He had a silly grin on his face, and his eyes were closed. Cougar found a laugh bubbling up, even though he was still hard as a rock. As the sound escaped Cougar, Jensen opened his eyes, and their expression danced at Cougar. Jensen said, "Would it be out of line to give you a helping hand?" Feeling his bravery come back full force, still turned on and feeling fond, Cougar took Jensen's hand and placed it over his clothed hard-on. Jensen licked his lips and said, "Oh, yeah." Cougar started thrusting as Jensen massaged his cock, and Cougar closed his eyes to better enjoy the sensation. Jensen leaned forward and began sucking a bruise into Cougar's neck, which was the added incentive Cougar needed to come in a liquid rush. After Cougar came back from the high of coming, Jensen laughed, which cracked Cougar up, so he also laughed as the last of the effects of his orgasm left his body. Cougar rested his head on Jensen's shoulder and just smiled. Jensen petted his back in long sweeps. He said, "So that was awesome. Thanks. I mean it." Cougar straightened up and smiled back at Jensen. Jensen's expression softened. Pecking him on the mouth quickly, Cougar said, "First shower." He then nimbly jumped back off the couch and made a beeline for the bathroom. Behind him, he could hear Jensen shouting, and he laughed again. After his shower, wrapped in a towel, he went to the room he shared with Jensen, finding Jensen already in new boxers. Jensen said, "Hand over your clothes. I got the washer ready to go." Cougar did, and Jensen took the clothes and ambled out of the room with a loose gait that Cougar hadn't seen in a good year. He smirked at Jensen's back, kind of proud at putting that sway in Jensen's walk. He turned back to his dresser and saw the Belgian chocolate on his bed, with a sticky note with a smiley face on it. He laughed again. Getting dressed, he was lounging back on his bed, savoring the chocolate by the time Jensen came back to the room, rubbing a towel through his hair. Jensen hung the towel on a knob of the dresser and then laid back onto his bed with a satisfied sigh. Cougar looked over at him, then down at his chocolate, and made another snap decision. He got up and pushed his knee against Jensen's bed. He said, "Scoot over." Jensen looked curiously at him, but still moved without question. Cougar settled next to him, then broke off a piece of chocolate and held it out to Jensen. Jensen smiled the biggest, sunniest smile Cougar had ever seen and took the chocolate as he said, "You big fucking softy." As Jensen popped the chocolate into his mouth, Cougar just smirked and licked the chocolate off his fingers. The end.